This is Radio.
More of Acoustic Cafe is on the way after the news on VOA Music Mix.
U.S. coalition effort gaining momentum, and Ebola death toll rises above 4,000. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Islamic State militants are not going to be left unchecked to spread destruction across the Middle East region. Kerry discussed U.S. coalition building efforts to fight the militant group and other issues with VOA's Afghan service. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has the story.
Secretary of State John Kerry says there will be setbacks that could allow the Islamic State to make temporary gains in Syria and Iraq.
There will be disappointments. It is just ramping up.
But Kerry says he believes the U.S. and its allies will eventually prevail. Kerry also discussed Turkey's role in the crisis, in particular criticism that Turkey has been slow to provide assistance to efforts to fight the militants, some of them right across its border in neighboring Syria. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
The World Health Organization says the death toll from the Ebola outbreak has risen to more than 4,000 people. The UN agency said Friday that nearly 8,400 cases of the diseases have been recorded in seven countries, with 4,033 people dying from the epidemic. It said all but nine of the deaths were in the three worst affected countries, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. Eight people died in Nigeria. One patient died in the United States. The data also includes one Ebola case each in Spain and Senegal, but no deaths in those countries. A separate Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo has killed 43 people. This is VOA News. The United Nations has condemned an attack on a UN convoy of Pakistani and Bangladeshi peacekeeping forces that killed one Pakistani and injured several other peacekeepers in the Central African Republic this week. The 15-member Security Council Friday unanimously passed a statement calling the attack an unacceptable crime, for which it vowed to bring the perpetrators to justice. The 2014 Nobel Peace Prize has been jointly awarded to two campaigners for children's rights. Sela Hennessy reports for VOA from London.
At 17, Malala Yousafzai is the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize. But her campaign for girls' education in Pakistan has already made her a leading spokesperson for girls' rights to education. Because of her activism, Yousafzai was shot in the head by Taliban gunmen in 2012 while riding the school bus in the Swat Valley. She survived the attack and now lives in Britain. She shares the Nobel Peace Prize with Kailash Satyarthi, who has campaigned for decades in support of children's rights in India. Sela Hennessy, London.
North and South Korea traded small arms fire Friday after Pyongyang shot at a propaganda-filled balloon sent by South Korean activists. Seoul defense officials say they returned fire across the border after some of the North Korean shots landed on South Korean territory. The target of South Korea's machine gun fire was not immediately clear. It also was not clear whether the leaflet-stuffed balloons were brought down. No casualties were reported on either side. A group of Seoul-based activists made up mostly of defectors from the North sent anti-Pyongyang leaflets to the North on Friday, the 69th anniversary of the founding of the ruling Workers' Party. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang says he is confident of Hong Kong's social stability can be preserved and said China will not change its so-called one-country, two-system arrangement for governing the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. While meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin Friday, Mr. Li said Hong Kong's long-term stability must be preserved for the good of Hong Kong citizens as well as those in mainland China. Thousands of protesters gathered in Hong Kong Friday to renew their calls for electoral reform after government authorities abruptly canceled plans to meet with protest leaders. 4 days of protest, including possible civil disobedience, are planned in and around St. Louis, Missouri, following a recent fatal shooting of a black man by a white police officer. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
We're starting the second hour of Acoustic Cafe now. I'm Rob Reinhart. More of our in-studio visit that we taped at Americana Fest with Leanne Womack. That's coming up in just a bit. Also, another highlight of Americana Fest back in September in Nashville was watching Jackson Browne get his award at the ceremony that takes place on the first night of the festival at the Ryman. The Grand Ole Opry. Jackson Browne got his Freedom of Speech Award. And Jackson's been at this for nearly 50 years. The guy who presented the award to him was J.D. Souther. The two of them have remained friends through the decades. And it was actually J.D. Souther who was rooming with Eagle Glenn Frey around the time that Glenn and Jackson wrote a song called Take It Easy, which was an enormous hit for the Eagles back in 72. That song had the line, I'm standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona. And it is that line that inspires a brand new song from Jackson's new album, Standing in the Breach. This is Leaving Winslow on Acoustic Cafe.
I'm walking on around, looking up and down this railroad. I'm walking on around, looking up and down this train. All I gotta see is a place for me to grab hold of. And I'll be on this train and I won't be back again. I'm overqualified for any other ride I can think of. I got a PhD in sun and wind and rain. I had a reservation about every occupation I was ever on the brink of. Till the day my heart got given to the rhythm of the train. Station to station, coast to coast. Not that much of anything in mind. Well, that's the move. But I wanted to see Winslow one more time. I'm walking on the Rhine, looking up and down this railroad. I'm walking on the Rhine, looking up and down this town. I'll bid adieu to the precious few I knew here. And I'll be on my way and I won't be back around. Tank of oxygen. Oh, the ladies kept him going. He'd recite for them his favorite Cohen. He specialized in Western swing and zen. Station to station, coast to coast. Not that much of anything in mind. No expectation. Well, that's the I keep on hearing about the disappearing ozone layer. I keep on hearing about the disappearing Greenland shell. And I keep on hearing all about the disappearing middle class. I figure I'll be doing some disappearing myself.
Take off our gloves, we cut up our eyes on the razor of love. I can't understand half the things that you can, but I love you. My Our face is a house stuck in hopeless repair. Your youth took a hike from your beautiful hair. But I wanna grow old with you, didn't lie when I told you I love you. Lady, 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 lady. You reach for the past, but it melts like the snow. Damn decisions, they folly. Everywhere that you go, you made your mistakes. There's no pill left to take, just some water. All these pretty little things I could have made with my hands, all the cheap little notes I could have wrote for the band. Now you're asking me why I left it to die, because I want to. All it was new, tired and old again. Word was light, it's freezing cold again. Do you remember when a kiss was 100 shots to the spine, and skin was a doorway to the carnal divine? When the shackles of love had yet to decide the fate of the fools who follow the blind. Lady, 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 lady. You mistake my silence for some kind of doubt. When you lose all your teeth, may it please shut your mouth. There may come a day when there's nothing to say but I love you. Now the evening is toast, restless and bored, and the kids are medieval, and we're not the lords. Oh, but I can imagine if we didn't have them, my love.
Spends a lot of time walking the woods of Troy, New York, where he calls home. That is Sean Rao on Acoustic Cafe. He has a new album, which is called Madman. Interesting new things for Sean, as well as some beautiful moments like that one called Razor of Love. We started out the hour with Jackson Browne. His new album is Standing in the Breach, his first album in about 6 years, really only his third in about 20 years. And the song called Leaving Winslow, which takes the place Winslow, Arizona, from the song Take It Easy, turns it into a whole new observation for Jackson Browne, who also won the Freedom of Speech Award at this year's Americana Fest in Nashville. Another person of that same vintage is Chris Smither. Chris Smither is 70 years old in November, and there is a lot going on with Chris this year. He retreated a bunch of his songs on a 2-CD set called Still on the Levee earlier in the year, and now there is a new songwriter's tribute to Chris called Link of Chain, a songwriter's tribute to Chris Smither. Chris wrote a couple of notable hits for Bonnie Raitt back in the early 1970s, and on the tribute, Link of Chain, Bonnie contributes this 2012 live version of Love Me Like a Man on Acoustic Cafe.
I want to thank the songwriters that make my life so incredible and yours too. These are just amazing tunes from 1972. Give it up. Here we go. No, they can never love me. Can't even love themselves. But I want someone to love. I want a man that can understand. Believe it when I tell you, baby, you can love me. such losers, people. Don't think I haven't tried. Find a man to take me home instead of for another ride. Ooh, baby, are you someone who can? Put yourself above me. When you love me like a man, come up and hold me and I know the reason why I want a man. Won't find it hard to understand. You don't have to put yourself above me, babe.
Yes, I'm free.
Dinosaur Jr.'s Jay Maskus finally put out an official solo record. It was a real quiet acoustic affair called Several Shades of Why. He's added a few more aural textures to the new album, the follow-up to that solo debut, Tied to a Star. That is Jay Maskus and the song Me Again, which opens the new set Tied to a Star. We also heard Bonnie Raitt covering a Chris Smithers song, something that she's been doing for better than 40 years, the song Love Me Like a Man. That live version she contributed to the new songwriter's tribute to Chris Smither, which is called Link of Chain. Back to Dinosaur Jr. for just a second. His co-founder in that band is a guy named Lou Barlow. He also sort of went the acoustic route with his solo material, but he's had other projects as well. Lou's also a founding member of Folk Implosion and Sebado. And this goes back to 2005 in an album called Emo. This is Lou Barlow, live in our studios, doing the song Puzzle on Acoustic Cafe.
It's a puzzle that served us well. I think you're funny and you love my smell, but not enough, a lifetime of stuff we could want. We were simply buried alive, trapped in a rapture, tied to the sky, cuddled on the couch, tranquilized. And then you left me, if only in your eyes, don't you want me? Rusted halo, use your wings, hands on your hip, missed, didn't miss a thing. You're not mine, though you wear that ring on your finger. One crush had me crawling away, you crush me, brush me aside, but how could I be surprised that in between my shadow and your light, I did lose you. So fly without me, never be denied. Let it happen, fall, you'll be alright. I will catch you. Puzzle in your angel eyes, a piece we may never find, a piece we may never find at the same time. But in between my shadow and your light, there's an answer. Yes, in between my shadow and your light.
From Dinosaur Jr. and Folk Implosion and Sebado, that is Lou Barlow, live in our studios about 10 years ago. In 2005, he put out a solo release called Emo, the song Puzzle, live here at Acoustic Cafe. And ahead, Dr. John's new album of Satchmo Tunes, Shovels and Rope from Swimming Time, and the big winner at Americana Fest 2014.
Picking you up and making you feel good.
The world's best variety.
VOA Music Mix.
Well, here's a classic song.
Everything seems to bring memories of you.
It goes back to 1930. The first to record it was none other than Louis Armstrong. It's Memories of You, written by Andy Razoff and Udi Blake. And it's been performed by every major vocalist of the 20th century. Judy Garland, Mel Torme, Ella Fitzgerald. You're listening to the Frank Sinatra version now. And in the 21st century, Dr. John is doing it again. It comes from a collection of songs identified with Louis Armstrong called Skedat Dedat, The Spirit of Satch. Of course, Satchmo's horn parts had to be handled by someone, and Dr. John brought in some greats for the album, Nicholas Payton, Terrence Blanchard, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, and here it's Arturo Sandoval for this new version of Memories of You on Acoustic Cafe.
Sunset too. Seems to be bringing me memories of you. Here and there, everywhere, seems that we once knew. Just recall memories of you. Oh, how I wish that I could forget those happy yesterdays that in spite of all I do, and everything seems to bring memories of you. Thank you.
trouble and a stage ride. So you calm your hand and you cool your mind, and then you wake up at me on the other side. Honey, you got what it takes. You got what it takes to save the world. Trouble you cannot command. Maybe it's God trying to guide your hand. So shine a little light upon the way you stand, so that you can genuinely understand. Honey, you got what it takes. You got what it takes to save the world. With sugar and cream, courtesy of the old NYPD. Oh, you got what it takes. You got what it takes to save the world. You got what it takes. You got what it takes to save the world. You got what it takes. You got what it takes. You got.
They go by Shovels and Rope as their band name. They're on the cover of American Songwriter, by the way. The current issue of American Songwriter has a nice long profile piece on Shovels and Rope. Back in 2012, I can tell you this, they were traveling around the country playing shows and trying to record whenever and wherever they could. So they did their album Oh Be Joyful in vans and hotel rooms and wherever. For the new album Swimmin' Time, they settled into their home studio in Charleston, South Carolina to create the new album. We just heard the song Save the World, and they will be our in-studio guests on the program in the weeks ahead. Last year at Americana Fest 2013, they took home a whole bunch of awards. This year, it was all about Jason Isbell. Jason swept the awards, taking home three, including Artist of the Year, which he most certainly deserved, as well as Song of the Year for this song that he performed at the award show with his wife, Amanda Shires. Let's listen to Cover Me Up on Acoustic Cafe.
Heart on the run, keeps a hand on the gun, you can't trust anyone. I was so sure what I needed was more. Tried to shoot out the sun. Days when we raced, we flew off the page. Such damage is gone. But I made it through, 'cause somebody knew I was meant for someone. So girl, leave your boots by the bed. We ain't leaving this room. But someone needs medical help or the magnolia. It's cold in this house and I ain't going out to chop. Cover me up, and know you're enough to use me for good. Put your faith to the test when I tore off your dress.
in Richmond all night. I sobered up, I swore off that stuff forever this time. The old lover say I thought it'd be me who helped him get home. But home was a dream, one I'd never seen till you came along. So girl, hang your dress up to dry, we ain't leaving this room. Cover me out and know you're enough to use me for good.
Southeastern, born out of the experience of getting sober, quite frankly. Jason Isbell, formerly of the band Drive-By Truckers. His current band is called the 400 Unit, and he records and tours solo as well. The song called Cover Me Up, which took home Song of the Year, one of three awards that Jason Isbell took home from Americana Fest 2014 back in September. And speaking of Americana Fest 2014, we're going to have more of our in-studio visit that we did down in Nashville with the great Leanne Womack in just a moment.
The world's best variety.
Expect it here.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. So we went down to Americana Fest in Nashville. It is the annual gathering of the Americana Music Association. And while we were there this year, we did two in-studio sessions. One with the great artist and producer Joe Henry, which we'll have for you in a couple of weeks. And today we're listening to the other session that we did with Leanne Womack, who has her first new album in 6 years. It's called The Way I'm Living.
This voice. I just want to ask a little bit about technique, just a little. Do you do anything on a daily basis, whether it's a work day or not?
Not intentionally. Okay. And that's a good question, too, because I've played shows with singers where I hear them in the next room and they're going, you know, they're warming up, doing their scales and stuff like that, you know, and I'm going, maybe I should do that sometimes. Learn that thing. But, you know, at this point, it might be a little too late. But I never heard Merle Haggard doing that when he was next door, so I don't know. But, I mean, I sing all the time, so much so that it gets on people's nerves. I mean, I don't know I'm doing it. It's so, like, you know, in the grocery store, pushing the cart, and I'm humming, and my daughter's going, stop. You know, it does get on your nerves after, but I don't even know I'm doing it. And she even said to somebody one time, you know, my mom sings, hums all the time. She just never stops. It gets on my nerves. She goes, you know why she's doing that? And Aubrey said, no. And she goes, she's comforting herself. I never really thought of that, but I guess Maybe I started doing that as a kid. It's the one instrument you don't even have to pick up. It's always there, you know. And so I guess it's just a part of you.
The part of your singing that makes us as listeners feel the songs that you're trying to express, the stories that you're trying to tell with your voice. Is that what takes the work?
It is work. And after singing, you know, a certain amount of time and singing those kinds of songs that are so, you're so emotionally invested in them, I mean, I can be just drained at the end of, you know, like a whole show of doing that. Or even just at one song, one performance, if you really get, but it's not something that I plan or I think about or gear up for or anything like that. Mm-hmm. The hard part there, or the work there, comes in the song search. Either whether I'm writing it or I'm doing a song that somebody else wrote, is finding the songs that make me, that I know. It hits me, so I know when I sing it, it'll do something.
Dad used to own the hardware store, but now it and him ain't around no more. Don't know the whole story, but I've overheard some. I know he's who I got my drinking from. Jesus, can you save me from going crazy? I need some help getting out of this town. Are there any answers up in the hereafter? Oh, if you got something, won't you send it on now while I'm still able to be found? Guys around here want a girl who's rich. Even if I was, I wouldn't be no catch. This ain't where I want to settle down. I want to be gone when fall rolls around. Jesus, can you save me from going crazy? Some help getting out of this town. Are there any answers up in the hereafter? Oh, if you got something, won't you send it on down while I'm still able to be. At the football field, got a pretty good buzz from a cord I just killed. It's a cold Sunday morning and the church bells ring, and I can just about hear all the good folks sing. Jesus, can you save from going crazy? I need some help getting out of this town. Are there any answers up in the hereafter? Oh, if you got something, won't you send it on down while I'm still able to be found? Oh, if you got something, won't you send it on down while I'm still able to be found?
Chris Knight and David Leone wrote that song called Send It On Down. There's a version on the new album called The Way I'm Living from our in-studio guest on the program this week, Leanne Womack. We talked to Leanne in front of a live audience at Southern Ground Studios in Nashville during Americana Fest.
So before all this started, you had years with your first daughter to, you know, raise your first daughter. And I was just thinking that it's been 6 years since Call Me Crazy. So you also had time to move your second daughter into, you know, that teen period from tween to teen, and your other daughter, your older daughter, into from teens to 20s, which is an important time. And that's really neat. And they're both on the record. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this where their interests lie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Safe to say. Yeah, they love music. And, I mean, I'm not sure they could really grow up in our house and not. It's such a huge part of our lives. I mean, music is a huge part of most everybody's life. But we, you know, everybody that comes in our house comes in with a guitar or something, you know, and, since I met Frank, you know, he had songwriters sleeping on his couch, and I worried about that. I worried about, are they just doing it because we're in the music business, and are they really finding themselves and that sort of thing? But it just seems to be a part of their soul and sort of a part of their fabric. And I think mainly we can just teach them that music is in there. The whole commercial success and all that stuff is out there. And that's not, that's great. But, you know, as long as they honor what's in here.
It has to be a passion. Like, right. You have to be doing it for all the right reasons.
Right.
And not a select group of wrong reasons.
Exactly.
Okay. I think we have some time for a couple of questions. What is your name?
My name is Brian. I'm the spouse of a singer. And my question to you would be, being that you're on the singing side of it, what does an artist need from their spouse to help them become a better singer? Because a lot of times the focus is on what can you do for yourself, but what can a spouse do to help their spouse become a better singer, songwriter, musician?
Ooh, Frank? As far as a better singer, I don't know, but a career, you know, I mean, it takes a lot of support, and it takes the spouse who's willing to put up with a lot of BS and a lot of, you know, I feel so sorry for the spouses of artists sometimes because that is not an easy gig. So once the career kicks in, you know, just you really have to be prepared for, there's a lot of highs and lows, and you're the one person that's always there, you know, that they know they can always count on, whether things are up here or down here. So that's what comes to mind.
I think Joey from Milk Carton Kids said it from the stage last night at the award show. It was Joey, wasn't it? He said, the only reason any of us are here are because we have spouses who are allowing us to be here and understanding the fact that we have to come and do this with you, which
exactly.
I thought was really great.
Exactly.
Any other questions? Go ahead.
If this was your first year as in your career, you were starting right now, how do you think you would handle the whole thing of social media and tweeting and all, you know, the record labels? Half the time they want you to work on your craft and your art, but the other half of the time they want you to stay in touch with every fan you may have in the universe.
Well, it's a double-edged sword. Thankfully, I'm at a label now where music is first. I mean, that is just the way it is at that place. And so that is like, it takes a ton of weight off of somebody like off my shoulders. I mean, I honestly am not real thrilled about the whole social media thing. I have fun with it sometimes, but we were just myself and a couple of other mothers were sitting on the bus last night. We were talking about that. And one of the mothers said, you know, I'm so sick of hearing my friends and like 10-year-old friends of my child say, you know, well, I got 35 likes on this picture. I'm like, what? Get outside and play soccer. I don't watch the Andy Griffith Show if you're going to watch TV. I don't know. It's like, you know, it's kind of sick a little bit, but I mean, it's also can be fun if it's not taken too seriously. I probably wouldn't do very good, I guess, is a real long roundabout way of answering your question. So he smiled at me with a wicked grin.
every time we meet. Saying, oh, mama, the way that I'm living, flying and I'm spinning and I just can't change. Oh, mama, the way that I'm living, if I ever get to heaven, it's a doggone shame. One little drop was all it took to get my name in his book. Now I sleep all day and I'm out all night, and I can't tell wrong from right. You know I'd change if I could, but being bad, it feels so good.
Womack's new album is called The Way I'm Living. That's the title track, something written by Adam Wright of the band The Wrights. And we recorded our session with Leanne in front of an Americana Fest audience at Americana Fest 2014, which happened back on September the 18th in Nashville. Joining Leanne Womack, Ethan Ballinger, and Zach Ringquist. And we recorded our session at the studios called Southern Ground in Nashville. Many thanks to Ben Simonetti, as well as Brandon Bell at Southern Ground. Plus, Michelle Aquilotto and Jed Hilly from the Americana Music Association for setting the whole thing up. You will find Leanne Womack's album, The Way I'm Living, on the Sugar Hill Records label. And of course, we are online. acafe.com is our brand new website. If you'd like to drop by there, you can also send me an email through that website, and you can get links to our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If you want to just view our Instagram photos, those are now displayed at acafe.com. There's also access to our archives, our weekly playlist, and you can get on our weekly e-newsletter if you'd like. There's a box on the main page at acafe.com where you can leave your email address. Then every Monday morning, you will get the news and notes about the program, as well as that weekly playlist and lots more by visiting acafe.com. We'll be back in a moment to wrap things up here and tell you all about next week's show in just a moment.